I'd like to welcome a wonderful songwriter, Betsy Binstock, and tonight she's going to be accompanied by Steve Rapson on guitar. Please welcome Betsy and Steve.
That's great. I'm talking to you, Ira. How's that? Are that I'm delighted that Steve is accompanying me. This is the story of a small boy in search of a magical land. The old urban schoolhouse is dark and grim, but Miss Jennifer's classroom shines bright. Full of costumes and colors and her big rocking chair, where she holds you and cradles you tight. Young one sits so quiet in teacher's lap as she holds up her big looking glass. Little one speaks no English, not a word does he know, and his Spanish won't help him in class. There's a mirror, bright mirror, clutched tight in his hand, for he finds there a new and a magical land. Today is for mirrors, so they can draw their own portraits with wild rainbow lines. But for one, it's the first time he has glimpsed his own eyes. He's amazed that his face looks so fine. When words are familiar and mama's home, kindergarten is sweet as ice cream. But young one's life is fearful and he struggles with pain, since his mama's run off with a dream. Poor one wonders, why did he do something wrong? If she comes back again, will she fade like a song? Beside him the children are counting blocks as they work on the lessons she's planned. But Miss Jennifer senses she should leave one alone with a magical face in his hand. His eyes gaze wide open, he stares deep in, and he pivots the mirror with pride. His shy grin is a victory as he wiggles his lips. His reflection's a safe place to hide. There's a mirror, bright mirror, clutch tight in his hand, for he finds there a new and a magical land. Miss Jennifer worries what he will face. Will his dreaming be tattered and tossed? When the summer sun swelters and the school doors clang shut, will his mirror be shattered and lost? There's a mirror, bright mirror, clutched tight in his hand, for he finds there a new and a magical land. There's a mirror, bright mirror, clutched tight in his hand, for he finds there a new and a magical land.
Oh, right.